Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome to our show. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, thank you for tuning in. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is healthy aging, which we're getting into more and more and more about prevention and how to live longer and avoid diseases. In fact, we're going to talk about that today with Cindy Sellers. Our show is on that's had some problems the last few weeks on Saturdays. There's been some things going on with the various things happening with people trying to mess up the station a little bit, and they don't like what we're doing, I guess. But I'm sorry for that. But the show last week will be on the archives. You can always look at the archives and see past previous shows. Just punch in prn.fm and then go to shows, S-H-O-W-S. Look for Let's Create a Better World, and you'll see the shows. You just put in the date of the show you want. You can always get more information on that calling me, and I'll give you my number now. If you have any questions or about other shows or you have potential guests you would like to talk to me about, anything, call me. I'm open. 323-770-1925. Also, for those that either are busy or not near a laptop or computer or don't have one, call the number I'm going to give you now, and you can hear the show anytime, any show on PRN. Progressive Radio Network is the best station in the world. Here we go. The number to call, 712-775-6850. I'll try to give that at the end of the show, but you've got it right now. All right, our guest, we have two guests. First, for just a few minutes, our great nutritionist at the Gary Knoll office, Sandy, will be on. I've dealt with her a lot. She's great. We're going to talk about a new thing that Gary has out. I'll let her explain it. And then after that, we're going to have Cindy Sellers. She's a health coach, a master cleanser into prevention, and a lot of things. She's all around, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, especially how we can avoid diseases through happiness, self-love, and other things. All right, our first guest, Sandy from Gary Knoll, his office, Gary Knoll Associates, in New York City. Sandy has worked at the health store. I'll let her tell just a quick bit about herself and about and then talk about the special that Gary has. Sandy, thanks for calling in. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Bobby. I've been working with Gary for a couple of years now and selling his products, but I'm also a health coach, and I use a lot of his products for my clients, and they get wonderful, wonderful results. And one of our newest products is called Nuts and Stuff. It's a powder, and it's a delicious vanilla multi-flavor, very high in protein, fiber, and omega-3s. It's basically a blend of different nuts and seeds, and very easy to blend in with water or a smoothie. And great tasting. It's a mix of almonds, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, hazelnuts. It's we've got bananas in there to give it that wonderful flavor. And coconuts, really wonderful product. We've been really doing well with it. And we currently have a special on it. The regular retail price is $79.99. We currently have a special on it for $55.99. And it comes with a free DVD, 7 Steps to Perfect Health, where Gary step-by-step gives you a plan of how to get healthy. And it's really done, the DVD is really done wonderfully. It makes it very easy to follow because it's, he gives it to you step by step, very easy things to do. I recommend you watch the whole DVD and then watch it a second time in parts so that you do it, actually apply it to your life step by step. And the 7 steps are, it starts with how to get rid of your risk factors, cleansing and detoxifying. Third step is regeneration. Then we have de-stressing. Fifth step, removing toxins from personal and home environment. Then he goes through different exercises. And the last step, which I think is the most important, because without this step, you wouldn't be able to go through the other steps, is no more excuses. So he really covers everything. And this, you would be getting this DVD for a limited time only. We're giving it for free.
It normally retails
for $44.99.
How can people get this? Can you give us the information, please?
Sure. You can call our office. The number here is 646-926-5434. And you can ask for Sandy. Again, that number is 646-926-5434. And if the line is busy or we don't answer because we're answering other phone calls, you just leave your name and number. We'll get back to you shortly.
Sandy, that's a bargain. I've seen the DVD. In fact, for a while, he had more than one DVD and many steps. There's so many different steps, but he's put them all, step seven. These are things you have to have to start off. As our guest is going to come in on soon, he's going to talk about cleansing being one of the first things you should do. But knowing a little bit about health and being ready for these seven steps is important. And one more thing about the seeds. I want to make a comment on that, Sandy. And, you know, a lot of people, like Gary and many people, say vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds. Nuts and seeds are important. A lot of people don't realize how important they are and for everything. So that's great. Okay, I guess you've covered pretty well. Could you give the number again, how people can get this product and the price?
Sure. Again, that number is 646-926-5434. You can reach us at this number 7 days a week.
One more thing for our listeners. Sandy's a nutritionist. She's super. She's the one I call. I'm a distributor for Gary Knowles products, and she's there. In fact, she's also worked at – you worked at the vitamin store, or which store did you work at for a long time, for a while?
Yes, I worked there with Gary Knowles there at his Whole Foods. We have a section there where we would do health coaching and answer questions for anybody that stops by. And
good.
So I was there for many years. And my specialty is digestive wellness, which digestion affects all other parts of our lives.
Sandy, you're a great nutritionist. I've talked to you, and I want if people call in, can they ask you a quick question too when they call in and make the order for the nuts product, nut stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Any question you have about your health and wellness will be answered. Absolutely.
Good. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you very much for being here.
Sure.
Okay. Very good. I've dealt with Sandy a lot. She's great, and that's the number where you can reach her. If she doesn't answer, leave a message, or one of the other soldiers might answer that phone. And I recommend that you do that because nuts are so, so important. Seeds are important. We don't get enough of them, most people. All right, that was great. Now let's get to our feature attraction of the day. That's our great guest, Cindy Sellers. She's a health coach. She's a master cleanser in Hawaii. She's into prevention and just a lot of things. And today we're going to talk about happiness and self-love is two more new things, well, I should say new, things that can help you either avoid diseases or if you had the disease, how you can help slow it down or stop it. And she's also, I forgot I was going to say one more thing, but go ahead. Cindy, how are you? Are you there?
Aloha. I am absolutely wonderful. We're having, like, extreme great weather over here. So I'm really, really happy to be in Hawaii.
Good.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell us about...
I'm very honored to be here with you today, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, it's such a big subject. We have a whole hour, most of the hour, to talk about a lot of things on prevention and happiness, self-love, and the diseases, especially. There's an epidemic in diabetes. Let's talk about that first, and then you can get into your ways to heal it with happiness and self-love. Please.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, diabetes is a very interesting thing. And part of the gift that I bring to the table in the health world is I'm able to bring it into how do these emotions affect our actual organs in our bodies? And so diabetes, you know, we love it when people come to Angel Farms and really look at all levels of their health, physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental, and see where the piece was missing, and then we're able to kind of help flip it, and then things change. And what I'm talking about when it comes to diabetes, you know, the pancreas is the one organ that's the most affected by diabetes, because it's kind of, I call it the little tiny organ that can get cranky. and what the pancreas is, and I like people to have a real visual, because once we have a visual in our minds of what a particular organ or a body part looks like, what it's supposed to look like, what happens is that our brains are able to start working into quantum physics and start recreating the perfect organ or the perfect health that we need. So sometimes if we've had an x-ray and it looks a little bit off, then the brain doesn't have any other picture, and so that's all it knows what to reproduce. And so we have to have better pictures for ourselves in our brains if we've never seen, you know, an organ without a tumor or a body part without a break in it. So what I'd like to do is just kind of share mostly about the pancreas at this moment. But the pancreas is a darling little 7-inch sea cucumber-looking organ in the shape of a smile. And the Greeks were the first people to do anatomy and physiology and write it down. And they literally called the pancreas the smile in the body. And when you take an x-ray of a pancreas, it looks like a little smile in the body. And you know, I have found over looking through many different religious and tribal traditions as I worked in 26 years of my studies and my work, and I found that the ancients called the pancreas the smile in the body. And so when somebody has issues in their pancreas, considering like pancreatitis, pancreatic issues, diabetes, and they take an x-ray, the pancreas looks like it's upside down or it's dumped its happiness out. And every tradition says the same thing, that we're created to have great joy. And it doesn't say great sorrow, manipulation, control, and struggle. It says great joy. And so what I like to tell people here, you know, when they have diabetes, pancreatic problems, is to look at everything in your life that's not happy and either change your mind about it or change the situation. And that includes a job, a relationship, a housing situation, or whatever that's going on in their life, and literally work to change your mind about the happiness. What can you put on a gratitude list? How can you start adding things like, what are you thankful for? Your children, the sun that shines on your skin, the rain maybe, the water in the river, the ocean, the friends, the family that we could add to a gratitude list, so it supersedes anything that we think we're unhappy about, and watch happy movies and go to comedy shows and laugh your head off until your pancreas goes, oh yeah, I'm for this. And another big thing to understand about the pancreas is the pancreas job is to release 325 different enzymes into the small intestine after the food leaves the stomach. So that's 23 feet of enzymatic breakdown in your small intestine, and that is the absolute job of the pancreas, as well as that it makes a liter and a half of amylase that's put behind your under your tongue and behind your second molar into your mouth, that's called the saliva, that is designed to break down carbohydrates. And that's another thing, Bobby, people have a lot of issues about what's a carbohydrate. And what I find is, especially people with inflammation in their bodies, and the pancreas is all about helping your body with inflammatory issues because of its enzyme breakdown, what happens is that when people are overeating carbohydrates and making their pancreas produce more amylase, then it's not able to break down the inflammatory issues in your body. And so that's why when people have inflammatory issues, anything inflamed in your body, you want to, you know, trace a circle around the palm of your hand, and that's all the carbohydrates you eat all day long. That means one serving, and let your pancreas help you out with other issues and not overwork it and overstress it, which causes it to get what I call cranky and cause problems. So Anyway, but the pancreas is a powerful organ. We have to understand it, even though it's tiny and it likes to smile.
Oh boy, that's a very good description of those things. You know, want to ask you about another issue. You mentioned grateful and your thoughts. Well, it's one of the things we talk a lot about on this show about people, you know, I mean, for example, I'm still grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I have a bed, a food, a bathroom, a refrigerator, a way to cook food or keep warming up a little. I don't like to cook too much, actually. And you know that how many people in the world don't have any of that? I mean, zero.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about
these other countries. So let's be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And one other thing about all that is if we stay happy and you know, I know you're really deep on this, and this is great. If you're happy, one man is happy, he's at peace, he's a one woman, family love and good happiness with work, play, family, everybody, and going out, enjoying herself, going out to nature, going for walks, that person's going to live longer. Whereas the other person is stressed, upset, negative, yelling all the time, and just nervous as a wreck, and that person's going to live less than he should live, he or she. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the things, you know, especially let's talk about the nervous thing, the nervousness and all the worries about tomorrow. You know, that I believe is one of the greatest sources of pain and struggle in our body because that affects our gut. And you know that I have discovered because I studied some ancient things and I found some very interesting things about, you know, ourselves that the ancients wrote and left for us to know about our incredible bodies. But one of them is this thing called fear. And so I like to, let's look at this thing called fear, F-E-A-R, mm-hmm. Fantasized emotion appearing real. F-E-A-R.
Wow.
And so what we want to do is imagine ourselves, and this is really fun to do, for everybody to do this. If you're in a human body, we're all going to feel this at the same place. So imagine ourselves getting into the front seat of a 12-story roller coaster. Okay, not the back, but the front. And it has the bar that holds your legs down, and it makes the sound that goes click, 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 click as you're going up 5 stories, higher, 10 stories, higher, higher, 12 stories. You're about to drop 12 stories down. Boom! And where do we feel that in our bodies? Is in our bellies, right?
Yeah.
You feel that in your belly? Because our stomachs or our bellies are our fear center in our bodies, fantasized emotion appearing real. And so once people understand this, we can then use it as a tool for the rest of our lives. So this is a powerful thing, Bobby, that you get to help share this on the planet. And that is any time in a human body that you feel the energy of fear in your gut, we have to remember that fear is contracting and love is expanding. And so what you want to do is put your hand on your belly and immediately take a belly breath. So you watch a belly like a newborn baby. Raise your belly with your breath like you don't have lungs because you dropped them into your belly. And raise your belly. And then that inhale immediately relaxes your magnificent shelf organ of a diaphragm and therefore relax your nervous system and immediately stops the fight or flight response in the adrenals. Isn't that awesome to know?
Oh, that is great.
And most people on the planet are running in a fight or flight response and it's not even real. And quantum physics has proved that the brain does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so all of these things like, what's going to happen next week? And what am I going to say at that meeting? And what am I going to do when I got to go on the airplane and blah 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 and did it and what am I going to say at the, you know, and all of these things that aren't even happening. And so in order to keep us out of the fear reality, what we have to do is recognize it in our belly, take a belly breath and stop the fight or flight response for the adrenals, and then you ask yourself 5 simple questions. Right now, what do you hear? Hello. What do you see? Look in front of you, wherever you are. What do you smell? What do you taste in your mouth? Just notice it. What do you feel on your body, your clothes or not, whatever you got going on? And in this moment, what do you have to fear? And the answer is always nothing. Because
that's right.
when you're here in present time with what you can hear right now and see right now and smell right now and taste right now and feel right now on your body, you're in absolute present time where there's nothing to fear, nothing to fear. And what would the world be like if everyone can answer a question, what do you have to fear right now, and they say nothing instead of, oh, my God, what about what's going to happen, instead of like, I have nothing to fear because in this moment where I am, God is, and where God is, I am. And in my definition of God, it's always about love. Where I am, love is, and where love is, I am, and there isn't any other place for me to be other than this moment. And lots of gratitude comes from that moment, too. But that resolves the issues and the tightness and the struggle in the gut, which is an incredibly, you know, difficult situation many people on our planet are having right now.
That's right. Really good. Yeah. We're speaking to Cindy Sellers. That's who you're listening to, Master Cleanser, Prevention Coach, Health Coach. She does a lot of things. Everything with body, mind, spirit. And she's been a major speaker around the country, around the world. She's also at a number of shows, and she's also had thousands of people come to her in Hawaii and other places to get cleansed. Next subject, we talked about self-love. Can we go a little more in depth on self-love, loving yourself and just loving in general, please?
Yeah, you know, and that the organ that's most affected by us not loving ourselves is our spleen, okay? Mm. And our spleen is a little fist-sized organ that sits right up under your left rib cage in what's called where the colon turns itself, called the splenic flexor. So it sits right above that. Mm. And your spleen is a little red blood cell reservoir. It stores red blood cells for us, and it also is a nursery for red blood cells and lymphocytes, where they mature in there before they're released. And also your spleen is your immune system communicator. So it's always monitoring in the immune system what's going on with your white count and your red blood count, because it counts all of that. It's kind of an amazing little organ. And let's say you get an illness or an infection, and your white army is out there fighting for you. Yay, you know, kicking butt on what it needs. And the spleen is back there monitoring what's going on. And so as soon as it registers in the immune system that the infection or the illness is over, it immediately shoots instructions to the pineal gland, which sits in the middle of the brain. The pineal gland then immediately, and by the way, this is at 248 miles per hour, if you can believe it, and that's science, okay, but it's so cool, goes right to our adrenals and little walnut-shaped organs, which sit on top of your kidneys, which are then the organs that are designed to release the natural sterol into the system to suppress white cell production. And the problem is when people have what we call autoimmune system of functions, meaning they're too aggressive, it affects us where the doctors have to give us steroids and anti-inflammatories, what's going on in our bodies is the information is not getting from your spleen through your pineal gland to your adrenals because the information isn't getting there, mostly from worry about the tomorrow. And if you're not in the now, the immune system can't communicate with you. It's because you're not there. Okay, so the spleen. So my education about the spleen is, once we understand it as our immune system communicator, then we have to understand what's its function, which is self-love. And if you're not really, really, really loving yourself, what do you think you're doing to your own immune system? And it's important to understand that it's not about our partner's love or our parents' love or our children's love or our family's love or our neighbor's love for us that keeps our immune system strong. It's our own love for ourselves. And so then it bypasses everybody else. So if you think you're waiting for somebody to love you to be healthy, you're going to be really struggling in your immune system, because it's about your love for your own self to keep you strong. And so what I like to recommend, too, is to people understand that there's this great force that we're all looking for called God, Goddess, Love, Creator, Source, whatever we want to call it. And when we ask ourselves, how much does that creative force in the universe really love us, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 high, I always get the answer 10. Well, it's 10. So what you want to do is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 high, you love yourself a 10. So your immune system can be kick butt, and it communicates properly, and your adrenals stay relaxed, and your immune system stays strong, and your red blood cells and your white blood cells, it mature properly in your spleen before they're released, and you stay healthy. Because you love yourself that much, and that's important. And also, you can fake it till you make it. You know, don't be afraid that if you don't love yourself at 10 right now, that you can't fake it till you make it and do it anyway, because it's up to you and your immune system to stay strong and not somebody else.
That's super. We're speaking to Cindy Sellers, talking about prevention. We're talking about self-love, happiness, and how these things affect your health, and they really do. And one thing about the love thing that you mentioned, a lot of people are concerned about loving their spouse, their partner, their family, which is great, super. But how about loving yourself? And I think this is a major, major problem in the health field as far as people getting sick, and they don't know why they're getting sick. I'm sure you'd agree with
it
that.
Is. It is. And you know, Bobby, I found something a long time ago. Do you know that the King James Version of the Bible has been changed many times? And of course, the last time was the King James Version. Everybody knows that, right?
2,000 times. 2,000 times
yeah,
have been changed.
But. 1,000 times. And you know, there's a passage in John 15:12 that says right now, this is my commandment, that that you love one another as I have loved you. Mm-hmm. So, and everybody kind of knows that one too. But you know, right. I found an old thing where that passage was changed. And so you have to listen to this with your heart, but it's so cool where it says, this is my desire that you love yourself and one another even as I have loved you.
Great.
What do you think happened to our society when we took the self-loving part out of the equation and to our health? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And I think more religious people that read the Bible and teach it should bring out things of that sort. That is really, really good. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
matters.
Yeah, unless you have something else on that subject, let's talk about, you have a thing called Cindy's Vibrant Health Tips. Tell us about that, please.
I do. And many of those can be downloaded from our website, too, that we can share later. But, you know, one of them is that I highly recommend always that people, you know, do some sun eye exercises every day in order to prevent their cornea from hardening. And this is ancient Ayurvedic medicine, by the way. It's old and been around a long time. But that means that you, without eyeglasses or contacts, you locate the sun just for a second and close your eyes. So this is through eyelids that are closed. And then you move your eyes up, down, side, around. You do some figure eights for 5 minutes a day. And it is amazing what it does to improve your eyesight, improve vitamin D absorption into your bones, vitamin C release from your liver because it enhances photosynthesis. But it's a powerful tool to be healthier. And one thing that's very, very worrisome for me in what I have seen in the last few years through Angel Farms is this thing called oil. And Bobby, this is really important that we share with this, because number one epidemic surgery we have on our planet right now in young people is gallbladder removal. Terrible going on right now. And why is that? Because so many nutritionists and different people are telling people to take concentrated oil supplements, like fish oil supplements and coconut oil supplements and flax oil supplements and hemp oil supplements. And what happens is I ask people consistently, how many of you have ever seen concentrated oil natural in nature? And the answer is always never. I never have. So only mankind squishes a lot of hemp seeds or flax seeds or coconuts or olives or fish to get some oil out of it and then tell you that it's healthy for you to take it, when really our gallbladder is as small as our little finger, okay? And yes. What's happening is the gallbladder is the only organ in the body designed to break down concentrations of oil. And if we're adding large amounts of oil, concentrated oil on a daily basis, especially in our smoothies and stuff, then what happens is it's blowing out the gallbladder and putting all this rancid oil all the way through 23 feet of a small intestine and 5 to 6 feet of a large intestine that's coated with oil. And then the pores get larger as the body tries to get all this oil out and breathe. And it's causing massive oil slicks inside of our bodies. And we're wondering why we're getting worse and not better, and why our young people's gallbladders are getting taken epidemic right now. So we have to pay attention to these things and what's natural in nature and how do we do it more properly. And another great tip that I like to recommend is, please, you know, as people that want to be a part of the solution and not the problem, we must stop paying for styrofoam in our environment. So when we go out to they say, well, we do all this healthy vegetables and it might be a Thai restaurant or a Chinese restaurant or some of these, take home restaurants, ribs and things like that, and they stick them in the styrofoam. And then I've found through some research that 100% of the people studied all have styrene in our tissues. And why are we continuing to do that when you can't break it down, you can't burn it, or it releases 57 known carcinogens and has great health harm in our society, and it never breaks down in our world. So that's not a solution, it's a problem. And another thing I like to tell people is, people are always asking me, what's to eat? What do I eat? What do I eat? What do I eat? And I always tell them, it's easy. Keep it simple. 7 different vegetables every day. You can count them in a salad or on a sandwich or in a bowl of soup or a veggie juice. 2 fruits, 2 proteins, one carb, which is anything that grows like a grass, and that includes bananas and corn. Break down in the mouth, not in the small intestine, okay? And a gallon of water to the best of your ability and a whole lot of love. Love like God. And you're going to find yourself in a whole healthier situation in your life.
And you know, what I do, what I eat is I bless my food first. I say something meditative. I just say something good about the food. And I take my time, Cindy. Eat slow. Chew your food more. Everywhere I go, when I'm around people, they're eating so fast. I mean, every 2 seconds, something's going down. It's eat, eat, drink, drink. And by the way, drink first, I say, because when you are eating your food and you put all that water into your system and wash it down, they say, that's crazy, because all you're doing is ruining the natural enzymes and natural saliva that digests your food and gets going the right way. But anyway, eat slow and eat. But as far as I lost track of myself here.
Chewing is a big thing to lose track of.
I get carried away and I start changing the subject and I get lost. No problem, but I enjoy talking to you. You got so much information. Let's talk about the brain. Speaking of my memory right now, a lot of people have short-term memory. A lot of people have long, you know, just Alzheimer's, and that's long-term memory, I believe. But short-term memory, more and more and more people are getting it because for many reasons. One of them I've learned recently is prescription drugs. They're causing immense problems with the brain. Let's talk about the brain, Cindy, please.
So the brain is amazing, also a top-notch kind of an organ. So just so you understand, if you hold your brain in your hands, it weighs 3 pounds. If you dehydrate it, it weighs only 8 ounces because it's 93% water. And so what's causing most of the memory problems in our world, of the human world, is this thing called lack of water in the brain. Because people think that coffee has water in it, tea has water in it, juice has water in it,
right.
All of these things has water in it. But you know, the tongue, and this is one of the reasons why we want to spend lots of time with our food in our mouth and chew it, because it's the only place we have taste buds that turn on information of bitter, sour, astringent, salty, pungent, sweet, and fat. So it tells all the body what's coming and gets it ready. So the spleen and the pancreas and the liver and the lungs and the heart get ready for what's coming via the information that's turned on in the mouth. Okay? But when people think that they can drink coffee on an empty stomach, so I need to talk to you about that as a powerful health tip for all of your listeners to understand.
Please.
Because, of course, we want everybody to be healthy. And so the caffeine in caffeinated drinks has tannic acid in it. And tannic acid is what we use to tan leather. Okay? And when we do tannic acid on an empty stomach, which is what most people in our society do, what happens is the tannic acid mixes with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, and the two acids harden, creating your stomach to not be able to break down proteins properly, and that is the reason you have a stomach for protein breakdown. That's hydrochloric acid's all its job is. And so what we're doing is we're hardening our stomach lining and preventing our body from breaking down proteins, as well as it kills our bowel flora, which is the number one reason you have a large intestine, is for bacteria breakdown. And when you're drinking coffee every day to kill it, you're also not giving your body the ability to break down bacterial breakdown to get nutrition through your bowel wall, which is a problem there too. So people get thin skin, they bump it and it bruises easily or cracks and bleeds easily. This is all a protein deficiency, and your blood vessels are doing it too if your skin is doing it. So know that, because that just is related. Okay, and so what we have to do is be careful with caffeine, understanding it, and what we do is if we do choose to do caffeine, we do protein on our belly first. So that means eat a boiled egg or have a bite of fish or have something with protein in it first before you do caffeine, and then do one cup if you can keep it there, and then don't do any more and so that you have caffeine and it doesn't have you, which means if you come off and you had a headache, it had you and you didn't have it. Okay, so be careful with those things. And if you're having any kind of cysts or tumors or health issues or inflammation in your body, I tell people get off caffeine immediately because you need your bowel flora to help you out, okay, and protein. And so that's a really big problem with the brain. And so people thinking that they're getting lots of fluid are not getting any water to the brain. And the first glass of water that you have, and I like to put a quart of water right by my bed and drink it before I leave my bedroom every morning so I'm started on my day.
Right.
That is called brain food, and it bypasses the entire system and flushes what we call old pond water out of the brain. And so it just flushes it and starts going like, wow, all the neural pathways work more clearly. You're not running through muddy water because you didn't give it water. And remember that if you put lemon in water, it's not spelled water anymore. Your tongue is so smart that it's great for the lymphatic system, lemon and citrus is, but not counted as water of your day. And if you
That's
want
right.
to get your brain back and become hydrated in your brain, drink more water, and you're going to find immediately you'll find results with more brain clarity. And pecans and walnuts also are the powerful
walnut.
Brain food during the middle of the day is when the brain regenerates. So that's when it's nice to have one of those beautiful nut drinks that Sandy just talked about, which I really want to look into because it sounds really wonderful, that feeds the brain in the middle of the day. So broccolis, cauliflower, head foods also are very powerful to the brain to eat those during the middle of the day. And, of course, give your body lots of variety because it doesn't like the same thing all the time.
Yeah, our bodies need more nuts because more people, health people, always talk about vegetables and fruits being organic and non-gluten, et cetera. But we need to talk more about nuts also. Let me get to another thing here. I'm speaking to Cindy Sellers. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Cindy is a prevention a cleanser. She's into a lot of things. We're talking about self-love and how you can prevent yourself from getting sick, cancers, and other sicknesses. Cindy, I got a gentleman call me because about 3 weeks ago we had a show on, it didn't come out, but it's on the archives. It's about breast cancer with Dr. Christine mm-hmm. Horner in the San Diego mm-hmm. area. And she mm-hmm. is, we gave a great, great show on, in fact, Gary's had her on his show to talk about, cancers, prevention of cancers, and especially breast cancer, because she's a specialist in that. And mm-hmm. but anyway, men have been asking me, well, let's talk about prostate cancer. So I'd like to get your take. I know more men are having, especially over 50 or even over 40, having prostate issues, enlargement, and even prostate cancer. And there's a lot of new things coming out that I've studied myself, because I have a minor prostate problem myself. I'd like your take and thoughts and information on the prostate.
So, yeah, that's if you don't mind, I'll back up just a little bit and tell you
sure.
that I just came back from Oahu and did a meeting with a beautiful lady who got to cancel a double mastectomy with breast cancer.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Okay, because she doesn't have it anymore. Yay, and
yes.
what a powerhouse of a lady she is. And real briefly on that, because let's touch on that subject because it is, really big in our world, is that women really, really need to look at how they feel about their mothers, their own mothers, and
right.
sometimes it can also relate to their own ability as a mother. So if a woman is very hard on herself because she was not good to her children, or she was going through a lot, and she is judging herself for the way she raised her children, or the way they turned out, or something, then that can also be a catalyst for breast cancer to show up in the breast, because this is the nurturing area of the body. Okay, but most women that come in with it have very deep anger and hatred even at their mothers. And so this, and they have to dig around deep, because sometimes, they'll go like, well, I really care about my mother. I really love my mother. But sometimes you got to go real deep and like, what happened when you were three, when you went like, ooh, this, and then you haven't let it go. And so, I tell people, women especially, is make sure that you look at the good gifts that you see in your mother and write them down for yourself, and then congratulate yourself for choosing her to be your mother so you could get these gifts, and then not do the things that you said you wouldn't do that was her example for you. So she held a contract to show us what we didn't want to do, and we have to honor that and know that it wasn't easy for them to do that, okay? And so
mm-hmm.
so breast cancer is just one of those things. It's about lymphatic system. It's all and also now let's just move it into the prostate area, because that too is lymphatic, okay?
Right.
And what I tell men that have prostate problems, especially when it's just kind of in the beginning stages or showing up to have a little bit of problem, is the first thing is sit when you pee. And I know it sounds like a simple thing, but when you sit, what's happening is you can more easily release all of the urine out of the bladder and then stop putting pressure on the prostate gland, which leaves, even if there's a little bit of urine left in the bladder and it doesn't, it's not all able to empty out completely, it's going to over many years put pressure on the prostate and not allow that to flow. And of course, one great thing and much good results about this is getting on a lymphatic a trampoline or a lymphatic massager where bounces and runs your feet like we have here at Angel Farms. Mm-hmm. But every little thing that moves your thigh muscles, which are your lymphatic pumps, and your lymphatic system moves 45 pints of fluid through it every day, and your legs are the pumps for that. And so we have to be moving our lymphatic fluid every day. And the issue that causes things behind that is about self-doubt, doubting yourself, doubting your journey. And with men, you know what men's biggest doubt tends to be is, am I doing enough? Did I do enough? What if I could have made that decision and I would be farther ahead right here? And if I would have, then this would, and what about that relationship? So there's all of this doubt about their manhood and their strengths and their abilities and their creativity and their nurturing abilities too. That this feeling center that sometimes is doubted because they're taught that they have to think about it before they can follow their feelings. And so that tends to end up as a struggle in the lymphatic system, which is moving 45 pints of fluid a day. And so what I just tell people is be strong in your heart, move your lymphatic system every single day, and of course sit when you pee so that you can get all that out and completely empty the bladder and give yourself a little bit more time so that you get completely empty and not have any pressure on that prostate gland. And that's very helpful. And also I've had many men, I've had lots of men come in here with prostate cancer and they leave without it. And one of them is a beautiful man in Idaho who came in 4-stage prostate cancer. And I have to share a miracle because he's like off the charts. It improved his golf game too, and he sent all his golf buddies. But he came in with a PSA at 38, which is like not good. After going through all the chemo and the pellets and all of that, and his doctor said there's really nothing we can do. And so he brought his wife and his sister and his daughter to come and do the cleanse, and he left here cancer-free. But boy, did he look a lot of things. He was a businessman in Idaho and looked at all the things of how he could, he was doing the same thing. How could I have done it better? And I'm like, how many lives did you touch over all these years? And he said, well, a lot. And I'm like, so what's your job here is to love. That's the reason for our beingness in this world, in these bodies, is to love like God. And I said, did you love? And he said, of course I did. And I'm like, then you did it right. And immediately he forgave himself for thinking that he could have done it different or better and realized he did excellent in his loving, and his family is wonderful. And by the way, even after radiation pellets, when they say that things don't work for you and your partner, and that's not true because it does, and he's very happy in his relationship, long, long time relationship with his beautiful partner and his family. So I just want you to know that miracles happen, and we don't have to, we are very special as human beings, as divine beings in a physical form, and all we have to do is access our true specialness, and that's what health issues are about. What are they guiding us to? How are they making us pay attention to who we are and what we're missing in our ability to love? When we're judging others and criticizing others, we're hurting our kidneys, or we're angry, we're hurting our liver, or we're fearful, we're hurting our gut, or when we're not loving ourselves, we're hurting our spleen, or we're not happy, we're hurting our pancreas, and when we're grieving over somebody who's crossed over, we're ending up with heart disease, and that's easy to heal when we understand that that's not what our loved ones want for us. So all of these are just our body organs going, hey, is that loving? Are you paying attention? Including the brain, it wants to have, full access to the wisdom we have, and it's pretty profound because that wisdom can change our world if we drink more water and hydrate our brains and get out of the way of it. Awesome.
Wow. This is Cindy Sellers I'm speaking to, the all-around health coach, and we're on a number of subjects. This is a great, great show. And those of you that want to hear this show again or tell your friends about it, we have the archives. All you do is go to prn.fm, which you get on the computer to hear this show, or hear any show on PRN. And then you look for shows, not archives, the word shows, S-H-O-W-S. Look for the name of this show, Let's Create a Better World. Look for the date. And you can get into see all the variety of shows that we've had recently. And speaking of that, on what Cindy just said about the mothers that how the women that breast cancer had problems with their mothers, also being hard on yourself. But on this show, we talked about forgiveness. Dr. Wendy, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, spoke about it, and we're going to have her on again in the next few weeks. We didn't quite get to forgiveness because our show was cut. We only had half the show for her. A lot of the guests only have half the show. And by the way, Cindy, you're getting the full show anytime you come on because you're so good. We love you. But anyway, forgiveness is a subject. It all goes right in hand with what you're saying. If people forgive and they're happy and they just don't get hard on themselves, don't get hard on their family, their mother, forgive everybody, and you'll have to be a change in your health. I'm sure you'll agree. We're winding out, so let's finish this up kind of quickly, if you don't mind, please.
So forgiveness is there's lots of things, and I do teach this on the sixth day of our cleanse. We go over this explicitly, okay, because that's how important it is. But forgiveness, couple of things. Forgiveness, first is knowing, when it comes down to it, is knowing there's nothing to forgive because it means seeing yourself and everyone else as a child of God. Mm-hmm. And if they would have known more of who they were, they would not have done any harm to you or anyone else because they would have known. And what did Jesus say? He said, Father, forgive them for they know not who they are. They know not what they do. What a profound lesson that is for us to know, even for ourselves. We knew not who we were. We knew not what we did. But we have to start with forgiving ourselves for judging ourselves in the first place, and we forgive ourselves for judging others in the first place also, because then we're free from it, okay? And understanding that if we do not practice non-judgment, acceptance, and allowance, and understanding too that every time we judge another, we're literally judging the Creator in them and the journey of the Creator in them and ourselves, and we might not want to do that anymore. But if we don't understand the power of forgiveness, we are hurting our kidneys. And our kidneys are two little fist-sized organs that are in the shape of literally the size of your fist. And if you're judging others, like George Bush's and the Obamas and the Trumps and your neighbors and your partners, and it's like taking a fist and slugging them in the head. And if you put your fist in the middle of your back, you're going to find that's your kidney. And when you're hard on yourself and you're hitting yourself, smack, 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 because you did this or you didn't do this or you could have done this or you didn't do this or you should have, would have, whatever, then take your fist and put it in the middle of your back, and that's your right kidney. And what you're going to find is that kidneys are the number one organs that begin the degeneration of the body. It's when we start judging ourselves and judging others and criticizing ourselves and criticizing others instead of loving them and being like God instead of stop being the human and looking at it like we're the only species on the planet that holds on to things that happened to us 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years ago. Unlike an animal, you step on a little dog and it yipes and moves and then it loves unconditionally again. And why are we so far away from that unconditional love, which is the only thing that's going to change this world, is us turning ourselves back into that kind of unconditional love and stop looking at others outside of ourselves to do it. We're the solution, not the problem. The Dead Sea Scrolls say that only 8,000 of us need to remember that we're the solution and we're here only to love and love like God to change the world. And that gives us hope for the world, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Great, great. Cindy, give your information on how people can reach you, the web, email, or phone number, whatever you want to give.
Yes, I'd love
but,
to,
but,
Bobby.
But please do it slowly, because we have people that have told me that some of the guests speak a little too fast, and they can't get all the information down. Thank you.
So we're real easy to find after 26 years and a lot of people through this program, angelfarms.com. And Angel Farms Cleansing Rejuvenation Center is the name of our facility here in Hawaii on Big Island. Our phone number is 808-965-0781. And I do regular calls every Sunday for people to ask information and learn about anything that they need to learn about their health, their bodies, their mind, their spirit, and who they are and how to turn back into the most amazing beings on the planet. Let's turn it around.
What time, Cindy?
It's 11 o'clock Hawaii time, and we are right now 2 hours behind Pacific Coast time.
Pacific Coast, and 5 hours behind the East Coast, which would be 5 p.m. East Coast, 2 p.m. No, wait a minute. 2 hours difference, you said? So Pacific would be 1 o'clock, right? And the East Coast would be 4 o'clock. Yes. Eastern time. Good, good. Okay, Cindy, this is great. We've covered a lot of information here. I'm going to make a CD out of this show, as I'm doing with only a few special shows. And when people ask about what the best shows I had, you're one of them. Trust me. I mean, I just...
Oh, thank you,
so much information. And for our listeners, I met Cindy at... She's done health shows in Los Angeles, where I'm based out of, and she's done all kinds of speaking engagements all over. She's helped many, many people. And we just love having her on because you heard the show. We talked about just about everything. And we'll have you on again soon. But and think of some new things that we can talk about, because this show, Cindy, is all about prevention. It's all about helping people so they can live better, be healthier with what they eat, what they vitamins, supplements, juicing, exercise, dancing, walking, running, swimming, and then the mind. We're getting more and more into the mind because the newest studies are saying that what you think is what you are. And you said a lot of wonderful things about that. Give me a 1 minute final thoughts for our listeners to encourage them to get healthy, please.
So yeah, I do agree that everybody should drink way more water and bless it up. Of course, like you were saying, just to thank you, bless it, because that works. And give your body lots of variety. So don't eat the same thing every day, because the body is kind of like if you're doing a new workout program and you shock different muscle groups every day, the digestive system likes to have great variety and not the same thing every day. So 7 different vegetables, different, 2 different fruits, 2 protein, 1 carb, which is anything that grows like a grass, and a lot of water and a lot of love, you're going to be on the way to greater health. And again, look at everything that you've judged or criticized and go, whoa, I'm done with that because I'm not hurting my organs over their goofy behavior. It doesn't mean we have to agree with it, but it does mean that if we want to be healthy, we have to let them have their behavior and allow ours to be more loving than that. And that's really the greatest thing we can do to change our health, is be the earth angels we came here to be and stop trying to make everybody believe the way we do or think the way we think, but yet we can step up and say, how does love work here? How can I love more here than anybody in this room? How can I get out of the way of my thoughts, including meditation helps, but how do I get out of the way so I can be a clear conduit for the greatest love to be through me and touch many lives today? How many lives can I touch today with love? Right. And that's a very great... By the way, I want to share one very quick miracle story about diabetes. Is a really beautiful guy named Alan came over from Kauai and did the cleanse. 17 years, poking his belly with insulin injections and still running 190 to 210. Second day of our cleanse, he came out and tested it and went down to 138, and he hasn't had diabetes since. And when I asked him, what was the thought that changed it? Because these are all thoughts. We're quantum physics, everybody. Don't forget that. And he says, I remember when I was growing up and I was the 9th child of 12, I was chosen by my grandparents to learn this ancient Hawaiian Lomi massage, which is a lifestyle, not just a body work. And what happened was, he said, I remembered my grandmother waking up every morning, her eyelids would flutter open every morning, she would say, Mahalo Akua, for one more day to love, which really means thank you, God, for one more day to love. And it changed his pancreas into a smile, and he's been healthy ever since. And so sometimes it's a thought that changes everything. So change our thoughts to more love and more forgiveness, and we're going to find ourselves a healthier nation.
How beautiful. And that's how we can change the world, like you and I have talked about before. That's the name of our show. Let's create a better world, and you're doing your part. And I want to have people listen to you more often. Thank you so much, Cindy. You're great.
Thanks, Bobby. And thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate you a lot out here.
Thank you. We're going to be in touch more. Thank you. All right. This is great. One of my favorite
people.
Aloha,
everyone.
Aloha to you, too. Hawaii, how beautiful, huh?
Magnificent. And of rainbows.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Yeah. I got 2 more minutes to finish up everything. Last week's show was Keith Moray, a nutritionist that spoke about this fungus, how bad fungus is and how it's caused and what it does to us and how we can avoid it. He also talked about a few other things, including three reasons why people age. He got into that. We had a great show. So look for that on the archives. Go under shows. Okay, I got to talk quick because we got about a minute and a half left. It's a great show today. I'm going to get more information on all that. I want to thank a few people, but I want to let you know the next few weeks we're going to have about forgiveness with Dr. Wendy coming up soon. We're going to have Gerald Salante on again. We're going to have he's talking about a lot of things that are going to happen bad in the world and the money, disaster, so forth. We have another perspective by another person that says it may not be so bad. It may not be as happening within a year or two, like some people saying. And this is great. We have different opinions. That's what this show is all about. So we're going to have that on the next few weeks. So be sure to listen to us. Newest, brand new things that are coming out, more and more research. Health is growing like bounds and big health shows all over the place. So I'm excited. There is another new radio station coming in soon, and I will let you know about that because Gary Noll and I will be involved with that, I think. We're working on it. Okay, so a lot of good news coming up, but I want to thank all the people that were part of this show. Cindy Sellers, who you just heard. I want to thank Sandy of Gary Noll's office. The nutritionist talked about the order, and her number again is area 646-926-5434. If you want to order products, you want to talk about that special or any specials. My number 323-770-1925. The number to call this show, to hear the show on your telephone, area 712-775-6850. I want to thank Gary Noll for having this station, for having a wonderful show he does himself. I want to thank Jason, the director of Progressive Radio Network. We're getting more and more people online and on this show. We're getting, I want to thank our engineer today, Jesse. I want to thank our producers in LA, our Stuart Hassel, Jimmy D, our new associate producer, Lydia. I want to thank everybody for coming in. I want to thank you for listening to the show. Be sure to tune in next week, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's create a better world and healthy aging. Thank you.
There comes a time when we